Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jackie's Quilting Chronicles, episode number 8. I'm Jackie Kunkel, and I would love to wish all of you a wonderful, happy holiday season wherever you are in the world. Right now, I am in snowy, cold New England, and I am wrapped up in a wonderful, snuggly flannel quilt while I sit here and record this new podcast. Nice day to actually be inside because the temperature has dropped dramatically. But wherever you are in this world, I hope that you all have a wonderful holiday season. Today, in this quilting podcast episode, I would like to discuss several ways of displaying quilts in your home. I know that a lot of us give away the quilts that we make, and a lot of us keep quilts that we make, and many of us do a little of both. And I am one of those who does a little of both. I make and give away, and I make and I keep, and I have a lot that I keep. So I do try to get creative in how I display them around my home. Couple things that I do. Obviously, all of our beds in our house have quilts that I have made on them, and they are very functional in that manner. And I love to have a pretty quilt on a bed. And if you have multiple quilts that you've made for various sizes of bed, you can change them through the seasons or change them as you grow weary of seeing one all the time. I tend to not do that because I can't make them fast enough to do that, so I just wash the quilts and put them back on the beds. But that is one thing that you can do. One of the things that I do like to do as well is to fold the quilt at the bottom of the bed. For instance, on our bed, we have a bedspread and a dust ruffle, and I have a quilt folded at the base of the bed, which gives it a different look. And I have lots of pillows on our bed. I tend to like lots of pillows. I don't know why, but I do. It actually gives it a nice little accent. By the way, a lot of the things that I'm going to be talking about here today, you will be able to find on my pictures that coordinate with what I'm saying on my blog. I will be posting them on my blog December 18th. So if you're listening to this today, go on to the blog tomorrow. And if you're listening to this after December 18th, just go back to the blog and find the post for December 18th. My blog address is www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. So you will be able to see coordinating pictures of what I'm talking about. Well, it'll give you a nice little visual anyway. Another couple things that I do with the display of my quilts in our house is I like to hang quilts from curtain rods, decorative curtain rods. And there's actually a couple ways that you can do this. I have a beautiful quilt hanging in our foyer where I actually made a sleeve for the back of the quilt. And instead of just putting like a dowel through it where you can't, you wouldn't actually be able to see the rod, I actually got a decorative curtain rod. And you can get them at places like Bed Bath & Beyond with your 20% off coupon, or other places, other curtain places you can find decorative rods. You can get them relatively cheap, probably even like at a Walmart or a Kmart. You can find them. So I put a sleeve on the back of the quilt, and then we mounted the brackets like you would over a window, but you mount them right to the wall. And then you put the rod through the sleeve and then hang the quilt onto those brackets. And you have some night, you can change out the finials on the rod, which is nice. It kind of adds a nice little effect. So that's one way I like to hang from curtain rods. Another type of curtain rod that I like to use, which makes it a lot easier to change your quilts in and out, are the rods that have, you can get clips for them. They're almost like a clothespin type deal, but not really. They're kind of like on a ring, and you pinch them along the top of the binding on your quilt. And they're decorative as well. They come in, you can get those also like at a Bed Bath & Beyond as well. And they come in different styles and different colors like bronze or gold or brass, things like that, silver. So you can change your quilts out pretty easily by just pinching the clips, taking your quilts off, then pinching the clips, putting a new quilt on. So that I like to do too. And I actually have, in one of my hallways, I actually have two rods put on a wall, one a little higher and one a little lower. And I actually have three quilts on there now, two on the top rod and one on the bottom. So it gives a really nice effect. And I do actually change those quilts in and out. So it makes it a lot easier to do it. And if I don't have time to hang a sleeve on it, it's easy for me to pop them in and out. Another thing, if you have railings or banisters, I like to display my quilts. I just throw them over the banister or the railing. And I throw several at a time. I fold them in. I don't have them. Yeah, I guess you can open them up completely and throw them over, but I tend not to do that. I fold them, throw them over, and I change them in and out. Adds a little color, and I really like that idea. And that's just a nice, easy way to do it. I'm trying to think of the pictures that I'm going to be posting on my blog. I also have a nice quilt rack that I had purchased, actually relatively cheap. I think it was through homedecorators.com. I think I got it for like $40 or something. It's like almost like a brass or antique bronzed, very nice weight quilt rack. And it has three bars, and they're tiered, a top, a middle, and a bottom. And it tends to, you can, what I do is I have multiple quilts on there. I rotate in and out of that rack. Some of them are used for, you know, the guest bedroom. Some are just decorative quilts. So you can put them on your quilt rack and just rotate them in and out. Another way I display quilts in my house too is I fold them really nicely and stack them on top of dresser as decoration. I also have my grandmother's old treadle sewing machine in my hallway, and I have two quilts that I have. I put a really nice doily that my grandmother had crocheted when she was alive. I have that on the treadle sewing machine, and then I folded nicely two quilts that I had made, and I have them displayed on top of that. It makes for a nice little vignette. And I have in another room, actually in my studio, I have a dresser in there. And in the dresser drawers, I actually have fabric stored in there. But on the top of the dresser, I have three quilts. Two actually are vintage, folded up. I had bought them at an antique shop, folded up nicely. And one of my more modern quilts, folded with those, and they go together really nicely, and they act as a really nice vignette. And one other way I really think is kind of neat on how to display quilts is I talked about the curtain rod thing, and I know a lot of people have like quilt ladders that they use, and they, you know, will lean it up against a wall and they will hang quilts from that. Well, if you don't have the floor space for that ladder to stick out into, what I did, and I love this idea, I had gotten it from a friend of mine, is you stack curtain rods evenly spaced, and I use decorative ones, so you can put any type of decorative finial on it. I stack them evenly spaced, probably about 9-10 inches apart on the wall. So I have four rods, and they look kind of like a ladder on the wall. Four rods hanging on the wall. And then what I did is I took four quilts and I folded them nice and neatly and put them inside or over the curtain rods. So it's kind of like having a ladder, but on your wall. So you really don't need the floor space to have a quilt ladder. If you just don't have that space, this is a fantastic way to do it. And you can get multiple quilts on your wall as well. So I really, really like that idea. I think it's wonderful. And again, you can change the finials out if you want to give it a different look every once in a while. Another way to show off your quilts is to drape them over your furniture. We actually use quilts a lot while we're watching TV, and especially this time of year, we tend to get pretty cold. And we just have them draped over the back of the sofa or over the chair, and while we're watching TV, we just pull them off and snuggle up with them. So that's also another way to display them, and they are useful in that manner too. So, you know, those are a few of my ideas. I would love to hear your ideas, and if you have any pictures, I would love it if somebody would email me with some ideas. I'd love to try them. And interestingly enough, people come up with the most creative ways to display things. So I would love it if you would share them with me. If you don't want to email me, you can comment on my blog post when you read it. Tell me about your ideas. I'd love to try it, and I'll even snap a picture of what I've tried of your idea, and I can post it up on my blog. So please let me know. And pop on over to my blog and check out my photos of some of the things that I talked about today. Again, my blog is www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. Check it out and see for yourself what I've been talking about. And while you're there, you can also pop on over to my website, www.cvquiltworks.com. Check out the gallery for lots of inspiration there, my customers' quilts, and also my new online shop. I want to thank all of you, by the way, for making my new online fabric shop a success. And I am continually getting in new fabrics, Kay Facets 1930s and Kona Cotton Solids. And I'm also going to be getting in some linen cotton blends as well. So check that out. But in the meantime, I want to wish you all a wonderful holiday season and a very joyous and prosperous new year. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you all and talking with you again in January. So until next time, happy quilting.